I know we just talked about NBA playoff ratings this morning, and I normally don't double up and talk about the same story or a similar story in the same day. I was actually going to come on here today and talk about the Carl Nassib story. In case you didn't know, he went on Instagram or Facebook Live or whatever, one of those social media things, and told the world that he was gay. And I was kind of confused by it, to be honest with you. I don't remember anyone asking about his sexual orientation. I don't remember anyone giving a damn about it either. I'm pretty sure fans of the Raiders, all they care about is, can you play football at a high level and can you help the team win? Other than that, I don't think they care. I don't think anyone cares about what goes on in his bedroom. And if you do, well, then you have a serious problem. We might get into all that tomorrow. I don't know. The woke media is just fawning all over this announcement. But today, this is what we're going to get into. I saw something from Kevin Durant this morning that caught my attention, and I wanted to bring it up. Have any of you guys ever heard of Tore Neblett? I'm probably mispronouncing his name. I'm horrible butchering people's names, but he did look a little bit familiar to me. Maybe someone I saw on MTV growing up. I don't know, but Tore Neblett is a writer, a music journalist, and a television personality, at least according to his Wikipedia page. He is not involved in the world of sports, and I bring that up because Kevin Durant kind of alludes to it in his response. Basically, Kevin Durant kind of alluded to the fact that because Tore Neblett is not an expert on the NBA, that his opinion on the NBA really doesn't matter or is not valid. Now, a lot of the time that is the case. People outside of sports, they will interject their opinion from time to time on sports, and they are way off base because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. But in this particular situation, Tore Neblett actually makes a good point. It's a point that I've actually mentioned a couple of times this week. I have told you guys that Adam Silver in the NBA front office cannot be pleased with the four teams that are left in the playoffs. All the major stars in the NBA are out. The biggest star left is Giannis. Now, Tore Neblett echoed those sentiments. Here's what he had to say on Twitter yesterday. Quote, "Is this not a nightmare for the NBA? None of the big crossover stars are left in the playoffs. Guys who casual basketball fans know and want to watch. No LeBron, Steph, Durant, Luka. Only one of the top 15 best-selling jerseys are still playing. This is not good for the league," end quote. Now, Kevin Durant saw this tweet, and here's his response. Quote, "Imagine Tore knowing what's best for professional basketball," end quote. Now, Kevin Durant is kind of right. Taking advice from Tore on how to run the NBA is not a good idea. But Tore is absolutely right in this particular assessment. Having the Suns, the Clippers, the Bucks, and the Hawks as your four remaining teams is not good for the NBA. This is one of the problems when you market your league around players instead of around teams. The NFL, they don't give a damn who the final four teams are in the playoffs. Now, sure, you have teams in the NFL that have national fan bases and some teams who have less of a national footprint. The Cowboys, the Packers, maybe the Giants, Bears. These are big teams nationally. It doesn't matter how bad the Cowboys suck, which is a good thing because the Cowboys have sucked for 25 years, but it doesn't matter how bad the Cowboys are, they're still going to be on national TV. Why? Because they draw an audience. Even if fans are tuning in to watch them get embarrassed, they're still tuning in. It's not like that in the NBA. If Zion Williamson leaves the Pelicans, they won't get a national TV game all season. I mentioned yesterday that even though Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are superstars in NBA circles, they are not mainstream stars. They're not crossover stars. Tore mentions this same fact when he says no crossover stars are left in the NBA playoffs. Now, maybe you could consider Giannis a crossover star. Maybe. We're going to find that out. We'll see if Giannis is a big draw. But there is a big difference in being a superstar in NBA circles and being a mainstream crossover star. Mainstream stars draw in the casual audience. Now, there were a lot of NBA fans agreeing with Kevin Durant on this, saying the four teams left in the playoffs is actually great for the NBA. We get to watch young players become stars. We're going to see a different team win the NBA title. Veterans who haven't won a ring now finally get their chance. It's great that guys like Trae Young are getting the national spotlight. Overall, though, this is a terrible situation for the NBA. Ratings weren't good for the playoffs when they had the mainstream stars involved. The NBA needs a strong showing for the playoffs this year in terms of ratings, and they haven't gotten it so far. Their public image has taken a beating, a self-imposed beating, because the league decided to be the wokest of the woke. The only league woker than the NBA is the WNBA, which has been dead for 25 years. Hell, the WNBA has never been alive. Now, I saw a comment in an article about this. The article sided with Kevin Durant, and towards the end, the writer of the article said that this was great for the NBA because the playoffs are for diehard basketball fans, not casual fans. Dumber words have never been spoken. The playoffs in the NBA are all about the casual NBA fan. You look at ratings in the NFL, they see an increase in ratings between the regular season and the playoffs, but not like the NBA does. The NBA sees a massive increase in their playoff ratings compared to the regular season. Regular season games in the NBA, they average 1 to 2 million people, and when ratings were good, playoff games were averaging 7 million, 6 million. The NBA Finals could hit 15, 20 million. Now, why do you think that is? Why the big increase? It damn sure isn't because all those diehard NBA fans who don't watch during the regular season came back to watch the playoffs. It's because casual NBA fans only watch the playoffs. Diehard NBA fans watch all the time. How many times have we heard that most people start watching the NBA in April? Any sports league run by smart people, they are marketing their product to the casual fan. They don't market to the diehard. Diehards are going to watch regardless. Diehard NBA fans are watching from opening night to the last game of the NBA Finals. It's the casual viewer that you are trying to captivate and bring back. Some of you guys in my audience watch the WWE. I compare the NBA to the WWE often because there are so many parallels between the two. Both are star-driven businesses. And if you look at the WWE's ratings, they start seeing increases every January, and that spike carries them through March, early April. Why? Because casual WWE fans come back for what they call WrestleMania season. It's the same thing in the NBA. While it's great that a young guy like Trae Young can become a superstar this postseason, history tells us that casual NBA fans are more interested in superstar players and in dynasties. When did the NBA see their best television ratings? The Bulls dynasty in the 90s. After Michael Jordan retired, ratings took a nosedive. When did they go back up? When LeBron went to Miami and the Heat had their little dynasty. Then the Warriors dynasty carried the league after that for a few years. Ratings in the NBA tend to be better when there are great teams with superstar players. Now imagine if Trae Young were to topple the Lakers this season or the Warriors dynasty from a few years ago. That would draw big ratings. But when Giannis is the biggest star remaining in the playoffs and there's no one to topple, and then you have Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, who don't have any personality, at least when it comes with the media, then you can't say that this is a great situation for the NBA. This is not a good scenario for the NBA. All right, what do you guys think? Is the current playoff situation good for the NBA, where damn near every superstar player is watching from home? And maybe new stars can be made. Maybe it's a good thing. Or do you think we could see very low ratings for the conference in the NBA Finals? Sound off in the comments below. Let me know your thoughts. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.